We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan in D.C., 910 The Fan in Richmond, Odyssey app wherever you may be, and NBC Sports Washington. You want to check us out on the TV side. We are brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. It's Bish, Cakes, Evie, and JP. This wasn't a Crop Metcalf deal, but I finally changed some filters yesterday. I don't keep track. I think theoretically in your house, if you have a home, you're supposed to change your filters like monthly.
Every month.
Yeah, probably.
I have no chance I do that either.
I mean, I must not have changed
it. We probably do it once every 3 months.
I must not have changed mine for like 4 months.
Monthly?
Monthly. Yeah, I don't know.
I think we do it twice a year.
I do it more than twice a year. And in my old place, in my old place, I actually used to write it down. Like I had a little spot and I would write it down. Now I did not do it monthly, but I would see. All I know is I knew it was on my to-do list.
Screw
I changed
that.
The filters. And
do you know how many times we did that in College Park?
Do you know how
zero?
Do you know how black my or black and gray the filters were when I pulled them out yesterday?
It looked like Rom's lung.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Every 3 months. It's what they recommend.
Nobody's doing once a month.
That's
ridiculous. I think we're doing it. I don't know. I'd have to ask my wife. But I think we're doing it maybe once every 6 months. You know what she did the other day, which I give her props for? Because every once in a while, we have about every 10 years, we have a near miss with a fire.
Okay.
She sucked the lint out of the dryer pipes or whatever. You know how
she did that on her own or she called somebody to do it?
No, she did it.
She did her own duct cleaning.
She did her own little duct cleaning there for the vent.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
You know, because about every 10 years we have a near miss. You know, there's like burn marks on the wall. Right. And you can see it's becoming
dryer fires. People sleep.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's something I will never do. But we actually had one of Jess's aunt came to stay with us, and next thing you know, like she was kind of getting in our business a little bit. And she,
what do you mean getting in your business?
Like, why would somebody who's visiting you and stay at your house for 3 or 4 days all of a sudden be dismantling your dryer? But she was, and she did the lint thing.
She's a busy, she's a busybody.
Yeah.
She's a busybody.
That's like maybe she did her laundry and something wasn't like up to par,
right?
And she was like, oh, it'll be fix your dryer.
One of the things I love about when my mom comes over or even my in-laws, is if we have a little laundry out, they just start folding.
They just
start folding.
Wow, that's a bonus.
Because I'll sit there.
I would invite them over every day then.
And I'll just stare at it for hours.
My mother-in-law does that too. It's awesome.
They just start folding underwear.
Oh.
Okay, we'll take
invite them over every day.
Sure, right?
All right, let's open up the entertainment page brought to you by Steven Singer Jewelers, the most hated jeweler in America, not in the jewelry business. Steven Singer Jewelers is in the love business. It's the easiest and smartest way to celebrate the real love of your life with the real diamonds from a real jeweler you can trust. Go to IHateStevenSinger.com.
All right, guys, what happened to the Def Leppard drummer, Cakes? Rick Allen, did you see this story?
I did see it, yeah.
So we all know Rick Allen because he's sort of famously, like, I don't know, he loses his arm in a car accident or something?
Car accident, yes.
Right? So he's the one-armed drummer. Somehow he's got his kit figured out.
He's been a one-armed drummer now for
20, 30 years?
I want to say like 30-plus years at this point.
He uses his feet and everything?
Yeah,
somehow he's figured it out.
He's got a tricked-out drum set. Yeah.
Right, right. But he was attacked by a spring breaker in Florida.
Well, they said the spring breaker was 19 years old, heavily intoxicated. Mm-hmm. I mean, Rick Allen was he was chilling out in front of the Four Seasons, just puffing on a Marlboro Light, just minding his own business, and a drunk spring breaker that probably drank 20 Bud Lights in 2 hours.
Right.
Just came up and tackled him and knocked him down. He hit his head on the pavement.
Tackled him for no reason.
Just knocked him down, just attacked him.
Just hammered.
And then another woman
tried. You think he knew it was Rick Allen?
No chance.
No way.
It's impossible he knew that was superstar one-arm drummer Rick Allen.
He just saw a guy with one arm and said, I could probably take this guy.
Former Junk's guest, I believe, Rick Allen.
Right. Is that true?
think he joined us a long time ago because he's into the art, he's like into the art world now.
Oh,
like,
okay.
That's ringing a bell with me. But then another woman jumped in to try to defend Rick Allen. He attacked her too. She fled into the hotel lobby. He went into the lobby, dragged her out until I guess,
was this on video?
I don't know if it was on video or not, but I mean that guy, that guy's lock got arrested.
Max Hartley, 19 years old from Ohio,
I mean, he just, arrested. He just assaulted two people.
What an idiot!
So weird.
Yeah, because
well, hopefully he was definitely caught him.
Definitely.
Oh,
caught
yeah.
him.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, because Allen was puffing on his cig. They had just played the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel. They just had a show.
Do you know who they shared the stage with?
Ooh, Def Leppard.
Another.
No idea.
Another
Poison.
Huge
Poison
glam
AC/DC.
Slash heavy metal band from the '80s through now, basically.
Slayer.
Motley Crue.
Motley Crue.
I thought Motley Crue signed a retirement.
That's called a stunt, EB.
Didn't they sign a retirement
work.
Thing? Like
yes.
They promised they would retire.
Yes, they claimed they would never tour again. I mean, please. They've probably done 100 concerts.
Can't we have some sort of like lawsuit against them for like violating their?
I mean, possibly
their word somehow.
I don't think anybody's going to take that to court.
I don't know. I remember they had a whole thing. I thought that was brilliant. They were signing a contract.
Your Honor, I'm suing Motley Crue because they decided to play again in Des Moines, Iowa.
Right.
Taking them to court.
By the way, this isn't entertainment related, but I'm going to squeeze it in while I can. I read so you guys all saw, I guess Putin made some appearance in some, town and...
In Ukraine?
In Ukraine, like war-torn or whatever, and they're like very ballsy, right? Especially after they issued an arrest warrant for him or something like that, right? And it's his way of saying F you to everybody, and he's talking to everybody. I know we've talked about this. It's not earth-shattering, but there is some debate whether or not that's actually Putin. They have so many body doubles. And they have at least two other guys that they know of that have had plastic surgery to look just like him. Okay? They said the way you can tell the difference is two things. One, they're all different heights.
Okay.
Right? Because Putin apparently is only 5'7".
I was going to say, he's short. Yeah.
He's a short knocker. He's a cakes towers over him.
Okay? I would back him down in the post with the quickness.
Right. And the other thing is they say the ears. You could tell by the earlobes.
Mm.
So your ears basically don't change. You might get larger.
Right.
You never get to the guy like on NFL Network, his ears. But
Andrew Siciliano.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. Those things.
They're huge.
Chase, going back to the Motley Crue story, I apologize because I said Des Moines, Iowa. That's redundant.
Well, yeah,
There's only one Des Moines. I mean, that's like saying Chicago, Illinois.
But here's the thing. Is that the worst gig ever to be a Putin body double? You're basically at the mercy of the dictator.
Right.
You have to go wherever they tell you to go. You don't have your own identity. You're
right.
Just... the body double, and then when he eventually gets overthrown or dies or whatever, what are you doing? You look like Putin.
Probably everybody wants to kill him. Everybody wants to kill Putin.
Everybody just wants to kill you.
Right. Yeah. Your name's Yuri. You're not even Putin.
I mean, honestly, Dravy, has he got the worst life ever?
I don't know. You probably paid pretty well.
You think they put him up in a silly palace and he lives like Putin?
Here's what I can't believe about the whole Putin thing. Why was he driving like a little tiny car?
I don't know.
Because it's their nubs country.
Yeah, okay, it's a nub. Well, he's not nubs. He's didn't Elon Musk? He's the world's richest man.
Did he? Yes. By the way, that's definitely not a body double. It's definitely him.
He's driving like a.
I don't know, Jason.
Is he driving like a Yugo?
I'm just saying.
Back in the day?
No, he's driving like a Ford Focus or something.
Yeah.
He's driving. Why is he driving?
He's got a cakes car.
Probably not him.
He doesn't have a silly
it's definitely
electric
him.
Car. No
I don't
chance.
Know, dude.
You think their grid can support electric cars? Backed up Soviet era grid.
See if you can find the audio of the Willis family singing happy birthday to Bruce Willis.
The Malik Willis family.
No, not the Malik Willis family. The Bruce Willis family. Demi Moore's there. And
Scout, Rumor, Tallulah Bell.
And Bruce is there, and he looks like he's got his vape in his hand. He's wearing a scarf. And I don't know, he looks like he's missing a tooth or something. What's he doing? And he looks like Ovi.
Well, he's not in good health.
Yeah, but he's got dementia.
Happy birthday to you.
There's not a more cringeworthy song on the planet than Happy Birthday.
Oh, really?
Don't you feel cringy when you're singing it or having it sung to you, like at family gatherings?
I feel joyful when I sing it to my kids or something.
Yeah, I think it's always cringeworthy. No,
I never want it to be sung
it.
To me.
It sounds great, but it's a nice song.
I don't ever want to celebrate any of my birthdays.
It's always pitchy.
Kids, I want to celebrate theirs, but I don't want to celebrate mine.
I know. You're dying. I know.
What's he hiding with the scarf?
Probably turkey neck.
Okay.
Turkey neck. I think he's got a vape in his hand. He's missing a tooth. He's got dementia.
Great.
He's falling apart.
Yeah, he's not good.
You know what he looks like? He looks like he's on like Bum Fight.
Is that what 68 looks like that? We're not that far from that.
He's had a hard life.
He didn't drink his matcha tea cakes.
And he is worth, I don't know, what's Bruce Wells worth?
$100 million or $200 million?
Gotta be. And meanwhile, Demi Moore's exploiting him so she can get some follows on Instagram. Why is she putting these videos out?
Why is Demi Moore there?
One big happy family.
Okay.
Blended family, I guess. All right, so Valdez gave me a good story here. I always like these. I got a list of the highest grossing comedies of all time here in the U.S., okay. You guys want to just care to start ripping off guesses? First of all, I'm going to tell you right now, you'll never get number one.
Well, Seinfeld's got to be up there.
No. Movies.
Oh, he's like the Nutty Professor up there, something like that?
No.
Highest grossing comedies of all time?
Yes. First of all, number one, I'm just going to give it to you because you're never going to get it.
Okay. You count like Ghostbusters as a comedy?
Yes. That's number seven.
Okay. That's
but the numbers are kind of nubs when you compare it to like Titanic or like Avatar,
right?
Because comedies don't do as well;
They don't gross as high.
So number one, don't you think I should give them number one? They'll never get number one.
I've got a guess. Groundhog Day with Bill Murray.
No,
ow!
Not even in top ten. Number one is Minions.
Okay,
all right, we're going animated. Right.
That might be, I don't know, movies. I think that's the only animated one.
Minions. I don't guess Jim Carrey has to have one in the top 10.
So
Ace Ventura.
No.
Dumb and Dumber.
No.
Cable Guy.
No. You guys just witnessing left and right. There's a Christmas one.
Christmas comedy.
Meet the Parents. That's not a Christmas
Meet the Fockers is number three.
Meet the Fockers is in there?
Yes.
All right.
Have you seen the list, Brad?
Christmas comedy.
Oh, is a Christmas story?
Why are we not thinking of Will Ferrell movies? He's got to have some.
Oh, Elf?
So no. I'm going to guess Hangover's in there.
Hangover.
Hangover's number four.
Hold on. Christmas story's not in there?
No. Comedy. That's a cult. It's a cult classic.
Wait, is it a Jim
The Grinch?
What do you mean?
Are they going to call The Grinch a comedy?
Yeah, but it didn't do a lot at the box office. Yeah. It was like a cult.
Home Alone,
following.
Ricky.
Okay,
Home Alone. Yeah.
I think that's saw Christmas that with JP movie, right? 100%. Today.
All right. All right, The Hangover and The Hangover Part 2. All right, here's one. This came out in 2003. I don't even know what it is, but I think it's a Jim Carrey movie.
All right.
You know what? I just embarrassed myself.
I have no idea if it's a
Jim Carrey movie.
Let's hear it.
Never saw it.
Entertainment Guru.
Which one?
Bruce Almighty.
Definitely a Jim Carrey movie. Of course.
Okay.
Never saw it.
What's the...
Morgan Freeman plays God.
Yeah.
He's talking to God.
All right, so Beverly Hills Cop.
Okay. Definitely heard of that.
Trading Places.
There's two others. Nope, not in there.
Trading Places should be on that list.
I got one.
Go ahead.
It's one of the best ever.
Comedies.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Did a lot at the box office.
Borat should be in there.
Borat should be in there, and also Jackass.
Mr. Bean.
Jackass should be in there over Mr. Bean.
The Mr. Bean movies, come on, dude.
I don't think I've ever watched one.
Oh, it's so...
I've seen Mr. Bean movies. They're funny.
Slays.
Simpleton.
Mr. Bean greater than Mr. Beast.
I mean, it's funnier.
Yeah, well, for sure. Funnier.
And then the last one, I never saw this movie. I don't even know who's in it. Ted.
Hey, man.
Ted's in it.
It's Pablo Francisco.
Hold on. Hold on. Give us the plot. Give me the plot description.
It's about the Splendid Splinter.
I don't know. Yeah.
You don't know. You don't have any file.
Is it about president or something?
Hey, it's Mark Wahlberg. I got a raunchy bear that came to life.
What is it about?
It's a teddy bear that came to life.
Oh, yeah.
It's my friend.
Thunder Buddies.
Yeah, Thunder Buddies.
And then let me, real quick, I want to get to this. Rick Ross's neighbor fears his escaped buffalo will harm her children. What? He's got buffalo?
He's got bison.
Where is this? Where does he live?
In Buffalo.
I mean, he's got to live.
Lives like in Fayetteville, Georgia.
Okay, that makes sense. Out in the
country. He keeps various animals on his property, including horses. All right, those are normal.
Yep.
Cows and a pair of buffalo.
This is the closest I have to a buffalo sound effect. I don't know what a buffalo sounds
Didn't
like.
Didn't Matt Geiger back in the day, Georgia Tech Center, the Sixers,
he had a buffalo that got loose and was running around his neighborhood.
Right.
Well, didn't Rick Ross, he went viral last year because they charged him $10,000 to cut down his trees, and he said, $10,000, I'll do it myself. And then he went out there and cut down all his trees, his massive trees in his yard.
Can you send him over to my house?
He'll do it. He's got some big old property.
Does he know how to cut down trees?
I guess. Yeah. Sounds like
We know a guy in our neighborhood that cut down his own tree. He cut it down or whatever, then he chain-linked the stump to his pickup truck. Started driving.
Oh, yeah.
And it ricocheted back through the truck and sent him to the helicopter.
Oh, nearly killed him.
Nearly killed him.
Yeah.
Donk.
Yeah,
that's the biggest donk move
instead
ever.
Of hiring a professional to do it.
He tried to yank it out the stump out of the ground. He went, phew, hit him in the back of the head, and they took him in the helicopter. We said, that was it.
When was that?
No, this is the 80s, dude.
40 years ago.
Yeah, oh, okay.
It's forever.
Oh, so it wasn't in Kensington. No. This is a Bowie.
It was in Bowie. It traumatized me.
Yeah.
Legit traumatized me.
To the point where we'll never ever do that.
You'll never do manual labor.
Pull the stump out of the ground.
That's the reason.
Yeah, exactly. Scarred us for life.
Scarred me for life. And last but not least, why not? We'll mention it. Fox NFL reporter Jay Glazer announced his engagement cakes to his girlfriend, Rosie Tennyson. So there you go. He proposed in Santa Monica, California.
Santa Monica,
he's going very public about his battles with mental health.
Yes.
I guess he's finally, he's finally through the gray. Now he sees blue or whatever the heck he said.
He gives you a daily update on if he's in the gray or if he's in the blue. It's kind of annoying.
Please beat that.
Didn't know.
I mean, listen, I'm as depressed as anybody at times. But
hey, is she related to Drab's longtime girlfriend, Rosie Palm?
That projection over there.
A Rosie Palm joke.
Original
Maldives. The grease man lives.
Hey, those jokes live on. All right, got to take a break. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106. I'm the fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Earlier, we were talking about the Commanders and free agency, whether they were winners or losers. Your current vote at Junks Radio.
Winners.
58%.
60% winners now.
I'm telling you.
A lot of confidence in what the Commanders have done. One thing that they didn't do, which every team in the NFL appears to also not be doing, is going after Lamar Jackson, which is the weirdest thing to me.
Yeah.
But the guy won the MVP.
Didn't D. Smith issue a statement about it, basically saying we know the owners have colluded in the past?
I didn't see D's statement.
If you look it up, I think he issued another statement saying it's the strangest thing ever.
I saw a couple stories over the weekend about Lamar, and it was teams that apparently haven't ruled him out.
Which are what teams?
The Colts. Now, the Colts, didn't they sign Minshew, or I might be mistaken?
Somebody signed Minshew.
Backup quarterbacks. I think it was
pretty sure they signed Minshew.
But you're not signing Minshew instead of Lamar.
No, no, but they have the fourth pick in the draft, so most people expect Minshew backup, maybe a bridge quarterback for Will Levis or whoever the heck they draft at number four.
Right.
But I did see the Patriots in the mix.
For
Lamar Jackson.
He's not going to spend $15 million on a quarterback.
Did they say they're interested? Is that what you saw?
Yeah. I mean, they're just rumors. Yeah. It's the weirdest thing, but I just was reading this story that Lamar and...
When's the last time Lamar talked to reporters?
Well, Valdez, this kind of has... It's funny that you say that. So Lamar, apparently on his Instagram page, is teasing an interview. And it's part of his own, I guess, production company. Maybe he's doing it himself and he's trying to get his message out there. Mm-hmm. What do you know about that, Valdez?
Well, isn't he doing an interview where he's, like, interviewing himself?
Yeah, he interviews himself. That'll be on his company's, his production company's YouTube page.
Is it up yet?
No, I think it's just a preview.
We got to play that. We got to play that audio.
I saw a little audio of him talking about, like, West Coast offense and learning the West Coast offense.
You know what? Should I get Dion to talk about the... I'm going to get Dion and see if he wants to...
Get him on tomorrow.
I'll see if Dion wants to come on.
Yeah. So his Instagram, he teased an exclusive interview... coming on, as he said, Lamar Jackson Entertainment YouTube page. It's a weird bit, man. I'd figure that teams would have had offers like immediately. Like, get ready, have the first offer out there, and then see what happens.
Right.
Hold on. I guess maybe there's no rush.
I got a text.
I did see a rumor that Miami could possibly be involved, but they can't get involved until after the draft because they sacrificed one of, I think, their first round pick because of the Stephen Ross bit.
Ah.
So they can't they can't get involved but until post draft.
They just exercised Tua's fifth year option.
Yeah.
So okay.
I would think they're out. I mean, the Colts could after the draft. They're not going to.
But if you're Miami, you have questions about Tua's long-term health. I mean, they may be interested. Like, I'd be worried about Tua's long-term health. The fact that he can't stay upright,
right?
And he's dealt with multiple concussions.
Isn't the relationship so fractured between Lamar and DaCosta and the Ravens that he can't come back to them?
Why would you say that?
I haven't heard that.
Just because of everything, of all the negotiations.
I mean, they've been. Listen, he may not agree and he may not sign with them, but I mean, if they've allegedly offered him as much as $200 million, you can't say they've, like, disrespected him.
I mean, I guess they're just waiting for that first offer, then they match it.
The only thing I will say is my inclination is tend to believe that there's collusion on some level. Like, at least the owners around cocktails are saying, hey,
that's happened before, yeah.
Right, I got to imagine that that's happened.
I would completely disagree with that, Jason. The Ravens have done nothing but tell everyone how much they love Lamar and they want him to be here. They elevated the coach that he likes, T. Martin, to be the new quarterback's coach.
I know,
they
but every time he says he responds to an offer, he says, it's not all true that the offers aren't
exactly.
But
Jason, that's not necessarily being upset at the franchise. It's being upset at Adam Schefter for not saying what's right.
Yeah, I don't.
Just
have
because
any
they,
idea
yeah, just because they have a different, they just have a difference in agreement in the market
on their value, right?
Yeah, I guess it's the way negotiations.
But let me get back to my point. Let's just say there is no collusion for the sake of argument.
Does he want to come back?
I think he will come back.
I guess for the money.
Yeah. If you're another team, why are you going to get involved? And I guess this could be a situation with any quarterbacks, not just Lamar. But if you offer him $50 million and whatever it is per year, but you know the Ravens are going to match it, now all you've done is raise the price of your eventual quarterback anyway, right? So it's kind of a pickle.
Why?
Because now you set the bar at this level, right? So you've now you've won up the Deshaun deal.
Emmanuel,
you understand what I'm saying?
Emmanuel Acho, he said
he's kind of in a tough spot.
He said basically these other teams are doing the Ravens' homework for them if they go in and try and give them an offer. So you know that the Ravens will match it anyway. So that was his theory behind it. Is that you're doing the work for him.
Well, not only are you doing the work, you're also raising the bar for quarterback.
Yeah, for 5 years when you're going to have to.
For your next guy, when you're still eventually going to need a quarterback if you want to go after a free agent, now you've set the bar that. You know what I mean? So Lamar's kind of in a tough spot. And the Ravens could just sit there and wait for somebody because everyone's pissed off at the Browns. Imagine if you're the Colts and the Colts offer him $250 million for 6 years or whatever. And then everyone's going to be, now they're all going to be pissed off at Ursay. And then the Ravens just match it. You can't blame the Ravens for matching
it. If you're Ursay in that case and you want to win a Super Bowl, that's the goal. Win a Super Bowl. Are you more worried about what the other owners think of you? Or more worried about finding a quarterback to help you win.
I don't know. I don't know what that pressure is like.
I'd be more worried about finding the quarterback to help me win the Super Bowl.
I'm just telling you, you're in a unique situation here.
Like, the best interest of the Colts, in my mind, is going after Lamar Jackson.
But you're not listening. He's saying that the Ravens are telling him they're going to match it.
They're going to match it anyway.
They're not going to get Lamar.
So then all you've ended up doing is
maybe
raise the bar for all quarterbacks, for all players, and you don't even have your guy.
But you also hamstring the Ravens, an AFC rival, by making them pay $50 million or whatever it is that
that's
they're going
to
have to pay.
No, but Eric's statement is you basically hamstrung yourself.
You've hamstrung
when
yourself.
When you're going to have to go pay.
Yeah, but eventually somebody's going to pay that level of money, is the way I would look at it. Somebody's going to wind up paying. They're going to go above the Deshaun Watson deal.
Or no one's going to.
Yeah.
And he's going to play for the franchise tag. And then we'll see what happens.
I just think as the salary cap gets bigger and more money pours in, like, these quarterbacks are just going to get paid what they're asking.
I'm just saying there is a scenario where potentially it might not be collusion. Well, it might just be people are going like, they're going to match it anyway. Why am I going to raise the level of pay?
Maybe that's why you're not seeing any of those
offers.
That's
what I'm saying.
Yeah. So maybe you won't.
I mean, it's crazy that he doesn't have an offer.
That's why five or six teams have already said, nah, we're not interested.
Yeah.
And probably more.
Now, Carolina made a move, so they're going to have the top pick in the draft. So they'll draft Bryce Young or C.J. Stroud. I'm still baffled by, like, the Falcons. Okay, they signed Taylor Heineke.
Signed him for a back.
They could also, Falcons also could be just tankapalooza. They might just say, you know what, we want Caleb Williams, and we're just going to trot out Ritter and Heineke, and we're going to win two games. And we're going to have one really lean year to set ourselves up for hopefully.
They're going
to
win more than that.
I don't know.
They're only win two games.
Even with Ritter and
okay, they might
think
win
about
three
how mediocre
games.
Their
I mean,
commanders
think about how bad Mariota was. They won seven.
I mean.
And they played Ritter for four.
If I'm just out there winning five and six games a year, like, what's the point? I need to hit the reset button and find my transformational player.
There'll be a worse team out there.
Maybe. I would try to be the worst team out there. If I'm in that range, I'm going to make every move or not make every move to be the worst team.
If you're the Texans, why wouldn't you make a play for Lamar Jackson?
I would guess their mindset is we can draft a guy at two and not have to pay $50-plus million dollars a year for the next 5 years.
Okay.
I would guess that that's their mindset.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, some of the other teams
and
I saw rumored.
Maybe they feel like that whoever they draft could be better than Lamar.
Patriots, yep. The Titans were still rumored in there. Eventually, they would move on from
there
Tannehill, but they drafted Malik Willis.
On like teams trading for Tannehill, right?
Well, why would there be buzz on
I mean,
acquiring
least,
Ryan Tannehill?
He's at least decent.
Yeah,
you don't
he's
think
like
he's
the
four, in the
he's like
car
the 15th
Garoppolo
best,
range?
He's like the 15th best quarterback.
I feel like he's below those guys.
Okay, slightly below.
Slightly.
Yeah. Just think about who the names were thrown out there. Why not grasp at Tannehill? What?
Well, that's how offended Lamar must feel.
Because
what the hell's going on?
It's simply
if Tannehill never had Derrick Henry on his team, he would never go to the playoffs.
Right. Hey, Valdez, what are the long-term injury concerns about this particular injury?
What do you mean? The knee that he just had?
Yeah.
Lamar's
this
knee?
Particular injury that they kept waiting for him to come back from and he never came back from for whatever reason.
It was a grade 2 PCL sprain.
So they think it's going to be fine, no
yeah,
worries.
It'll be fine
not
after
an
that.
Issue. Not an issue at all.
Not an issue. I don't believe he's going to have surgery.
Right.
So
okay.
He just was injured during the playoffs. Lamar said that and the team said it. But if everyone wants to think that he faked an injury.
I don't think he faked an injury at all.
I know, but there's some people's conspiracy theorists.
I don't think he faked an injury at all. I would wonder maybe if he said.
He's the greatest actor ever if he did.
If he said, you know what, why risk it when I'm up for my big contract, which I would understand. I don't want to have an RG3 situation. You know, I would totally understand it.
Hmm.
But I actually think he's going to get no significant offers.
Is he going to play?
He's going to play for the Ravens
for
on the fringe.
$33 million.
He said he would.
Yeah, was it? Jacina Anderson reported that Lamar would. And plus, if you think about it in terms of Lamar, so if you're gonna wait out the season because you're unhappy with your contract, now all of a sudden you're 4 years removed from your MVP season.
No, he's not going to sit out a season.
You've already missed parts of two seasons because of injury, and now at a critical moment in your career, when you have a new offensive coordinator in Don Monken, are you really going to sit out and not learn a system? Another contract.
He's going to take a big insurance policy, and he's going to play. And he's going to make $33 million.
$33 million, right.
And it sucks,
All of a sudden, the tide shifts to where you're now a malcontent because you don't want to play on $32 million a year. It's not beneficial for Lamar to sit out.
Yeah. Is he tweeting other stuff, or is he only tweeting, like, contract stuff every 2 weeks or something? Like, is he, like, a regular tweeter?
Lamar's very active on social media. He just got the new Big Red Boots.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. Oh, he did? Yeah. He got the Diplo boots or whatever?
Yeah, still got those. Oh. He's also wearing his Ravens emblem chain along with Ravens gear, too.
Oh, he is?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so that's good.
Yeah.
Look at you. You're the pride.
Well, I am the Lamar Jackson expert.
You are.
Yeah, no. You are.
Yeah, PhD in Lamar.
Yeah, he just got the big boots.
I don't understand why those have become a thing. But again, I'm not in my mid-20s. I'm far from my mid-20s.
I wouldn't wear those ever.
I would wear them if I got paid an outrageous amount of money to wear them.
Would you wear them to go to like a TGI Fridays appearance?
A CGI Fridays appearance?
Yes.
Yes.
Would you wear if someone paid you $1,000 to wear the big red boots?
Of course I would.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Would. For 2 hours of my life.
I would never buy them. You could give them to me for free, and I would just flip them.
No, yeah, marketplace.
Immediately.
Yeah, who wants to buy them?
What do they cost?
I have no idea.
They're like $1,000.
$1,000?
They're butt expensive.
That's insane. Hey.
My wife would probably sell them for $50. There's so many things
bad
that she could get so much more for some of these things.
And like what?
Projects she does. And
what is her current project?
She's just doing refinishing a table.
Yeah, but I asked you if she would refinish one of my tables. You quoted me like $8,000 or something.
That's what I would charge you, but she would charge you.
He does the opposite of the friends and family rating.
She would charge you $400.
I might be worth it.
But here's the other thing my wife does. My wife can't do it anymore because we don't have our SUV. But she would say, okay, let's just say someone wanted to refinish a table. Can you come pick it up and do it at your house? Mm-hmm. She'd say, okay. And she wouldn't charge you like a pickup fee.
Right. Delivery.
Some of those things were 4,000 pounds that I'd have to go with her to get it. It was a pain in the ass. She should have charged an extra $500.
You got to have a delivery fee, yeah.
Yeah, she would never do that.
All this for pizza money?
Stop paying that!
Well, she just does it probably. Does she get to control that money? All the money she earned from that go right to you?
Well,
just go on the pile?
It goes to bills.
It
goes into the bank account, yeah.
It's not her own slush fund.
It goes into the account you're in control of.
Yes.
Right.
Well, then it goes straight to her daughters, right?
Well. Believe me, the daughters get a lot.
Sure. Right. I know, but you ultimately sign off on all purchases.
I pay all the bills.
You're the person.
You don't know what that's like. You have no idea.
I'm a little happier about it, though. No, my
I'm a control freak.
Insane.
When's the last time?
But I'll tell you what, if I let her do it, we would legitimately be poor.
When's the last time you canceled an Amazon purchase for a family member?
I haven't done that in a while. You want me to go into the Amazon account?
It's always entertaining. You know what? We'll do that next. It entertains me. Plus, going to give listeners a chance to win some Caps versus Islander tickets.
You know what?
Coming up at Capital One Arena.
I think that there's a couple things we could cancel in here.
Can we cancel some when we come back? Let's do it.
Purchases? No, because most of them, they don't have any new orders. Most of them have already been delivered.
Like a $7 poster once?
Yeah, he said, you don't need that.
Yeah. I said, what do you need a poster for? You know what? They're being good. No new orders.
All right, we're the Junkies. Be right back.
Hey, is it time for a refresh? Spring is here. And there's no better time for a clean start. Whether you're a first-time buyer or looking to upgrade, Van Meter has the perfect home for you. With brand new communities blooming across Northern Virginia, you can find a new single-family home, townhome, or condo designed with you in mind. It's time to get growing. Build your dream home with Van Meter. Visit VanMeterHomes.com today. You can explore your options. Take the first step towards your new beginning. VanMeterHomes.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan in D.C., 910 The Fan in Richmond, Odyssey app, wherever you may be. On the TV side, NBC Sports Washington, we thank you for tuning in. And we're going to reward the 10th caller right now at 800-636-1067 with tickets to go see the Capitals versus the New York Islanders. That's coming up Wednesday, March 29th at Capital One Arena. Come out to Capital One Arena for the final stretch of the Capitals regular season. Limited tickets still available. Visit washcaps.com/tickets for the complete home schedule and promotional nights. That's courtesy of Monumental Sports. Visit thefandc.com for details. On Thursday, we had Alan May on the show, and though we acknowledged the shot of them making the playoffs was very low,
long
he did
shot.
Say it'd be critical to beat the Islanders both times they face them.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
But the way
they're playing, can you really see them beating the Islanders twice?
No.
They might not beat them once.
They could if Alex Ovechkin scores a bunch of goals, and it's time now for chasing 895. Ovi now has 819 career goals after beating Marc-Andre Fleury twice in the game against the Wild. I believe he is now 76 behind Gretzky.
Pretty good math.
According to this read, now trails Gretzky by 75 in the goals chase, meaning Ovi would need to score only 25 goals per season through the rest of his contract to reach the great one.
Big power play, your Thompson Creek window of opportunity, and a shot here from Ovechkin, and they score! Alex Ovechkin from the top of the left circle sneaks one through underneath Marc-Andre Fleury. How about that? With 7:27 to go, Caps needed one to make it interesting, and they took almost no time at all. It's 4-2.
John Walton there with the call. Chasing 895 is presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local, put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information.
I'll never forget when, was it HBO that did that behind the scenes deal? That little doc on the Caps, mm-hmm. whatever it was. Mm-hmm. And Boudreau had the barbecue sauce all over his shirt and face, and everybody goofed on him.
Gabby.
And then we saw Ovi walking around in a town. He looked chubby, and mm-hmm. I called him chubby. Yeah. And then we thought there was the beginning of the end, and he's only scored like 400 goals since then.
I know. Yeah. He's just a machine.
Been incredible.
He's a machine. Yeah.
Yeah. Incredible.
Yep.
He is going to go down as the greatest DC athlete of all time.
It just sucks.
That is correct.
It just sucks that, you know, we talked about earlier in the show that we're used to seeing the Caps in the playoffs.
I know.
15 out of 16.
It hurts me right in the ticker that it looks like they're not going to qualify, though. If they win their next three, the sweat is officially on.
Now, you keep saying that.
They've got two bottom feeders in Columbus and Chicago. Hopefully right. they take care of them.
Those Chicago just beat the Bruins.
Those are both here.
He's still grasping.
I'm still grasping. And then the big one. Then it's the big stretch at Pittsburgh, home to New York.
They basically have to win out.
The next four games are super critical.
I looked at the four pro sports teams early in the show and looked at his season-by-season records of all of them. The last time D.C. has had a year this bad, because the Caps, 8 years in a row they've made the playoffs. They had one blip, but that mm-hmm. year both the Nationals and Wizards were in the playoffs. All right, the Commanders were awful that year. They were 4-12. Mm-hmm. But the Caps pretty much make the playoffs all the time. So the last time you had just a horrific year from all the teams, the Nationals weren't even around. You got to go back to like 2004. Commanders were 6-10. Mm-hmm. The Wizards were 25-57. And the Caps were 23-46-10.
Wow, that's really bad.
So 2004 was a bad year for DC Sports.
Who was coaching the Washington Capitals that year? Woof. That sounds pretty gross.
They had made the playoffs. The Caps had made the playoffs the year before, but then they went through a three-year stretch kind of when they were missing the playoffs. Well, actually, one of those years, there wasn't even a season.
Right.
2004 was Glenn Hanlon.
And Bruce Cassidy.
And Bruce Cassidy.
Oh, man.
23-46-10. But the Wiz were 25-57, and the Commanders were 6-10. That year, actually, worse than what we're enduring now, because at least the Caps and the Wizards are giving you a sweat, and the Commanders gave you a sweat. They just had to win one more game.
Mm-hmm.
The Nationals...
going to be a long one.
Yeah.
It's going to be a long year for them.
We have that's why God gave us the Defenders, Cakes.
That's right.
5-0.
Defenders
right?
On a super heater. Did they, Drabby, did they have like 38,000 people at the game in St. Louis this weekend?
Did they really?
I think that was last week. Did they do it again?
Right?
St. Louis wants their team back.
They're trying to get a franchise.
Yeah, they're desperate to get the NFL back.
Right.
By the way, real quick, we should mention that Ed Cooley apparently...
Put his house on the market.
What's the source?
Would he do it that source? Quickly, though? He
met
with Georgetown yesterday.
Twitter. John Rothstein's the source.
Twitter's the source.
Is John Rothstein legit the source?
I mean, Rothstein, I guess, he
tweeted. He's legit.
It.
Huh? Why wouldn't he be a legit source?
Hold up.
No, he is.
Can I punch it up on Zillow?
I was just saying, that's where we saw it.
I'm incredulous that he would do that within 24 hours of meeting with him.
And then Pete Medhurst said that Cooley did meet with Georgetown yesterday.
Right.
So he's obviously interested. They're interested in him.
It's probably he's already decided.
If he put his house on the market, it's probably
going to
sell
his house.
Or maybe he's just playing, like, he's playing chess while everybody else is playing checkers. He's negotiating between the two schools, throws it for sale sign up. Providence is like, oh, my God, right. Cooley's going to leave.
And then he pulls it off the market?
Yeah, then we up our offer if you're Providence.
Why are you making fun of me?
Some big homes for good prices in Providence, Rhode Island.
Sure.
Because at about 6:30 this morning, you were telling us how anyone can break stories, including the donk on the Commander's post Twitter, and yet you don't believe John Rothstein.
I didn't say I don't believe John Rothstein. You misinterpreted it.
You said, is he a credible source?
That's not what I said. That's not what I said. I said, is Rothstein reporting? Because I do believe Rothstein. You just misinterpreted it. I believe Rothstein. If John Rothstein's reporting it, I believe it. 100%.
Well, I believe it.
Yeah.
So
I'm not all over the place like you think.
So who knows? There might be an announcement in the next couple days. Maybe today.
If John Rothstein says he's putting his house up for sale, one thing I know, he's probably putting his house up for sale. Okay.
Isn't Patrick Ewing still going to get paid by Georgetown for the next couple years?
Yes, I think. Of course he is.
What a debacle that
hire
was.
Why wouldn't he get paid?
Brilliant on his behalf.
Yeah. All right, we got to get out of here. For Bish Bucks,
so
Cakes,
jealous.
EB, I'm JP. We'll see.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.